special term for feeding cattle?
Not one that I know of.
Okay. Or for feeding the stock in general?
Well, you're going to feed the stock. Are you just going to feed without specifying what?
Okay. And the chickens?
Oh, you feed the chickens.
Okay. You said you had a different word for hogs.
You slop the hogs.
Okay.
But now that's particular. You may just feed the hogs because it may not be slop.
Yeah. Okay. And, let's see. Bull, well, that can't, that's just being raised for, to sell and isn't going to breed.
Well,
is
now
a,
that,
is a what?
Just to sell.
Well, one that can't breed, and when you're raising a bunch of cattle.
Well, now, if it's been castrated so it doesn't breed, it's an ox.
That's a new one. I hadn't heard of ox. I thought oxen was a different kind of thing.
No, an ox.
Different.
An ox is the male animal castrated.
Okay, now would you ever use a different word than castrate? You know any other
words? Well, I've heard people use such terms as fixed, or even the rather sissy altered.
That's kind of a euphemism.
Yes.
What about, what would you call a hen on an egg?
A hen on an egg is sitting, but she's a setting hen.
Okay. And what kind of shelters do chickens live in?
They live in chicken houses, or they live, if they're in small ones, in coops.
Okay.
Now, the natural way of saying that is coop.
Okay.
And the more dignified you're being, the nearer it becomes coop.
Okay.
Almost nobody gets that far. Coop is about the best you can do.
Okay. How would you, let's see, what's that bone on the chicken that children like to play with?
The pulley bone.
Okay. What are the superstitions surrounding it?
Oh, for the pulley bone?
Yeah, what do?
Oh, you take hold one person to one end of it and the other to the other, and you make a wish, and the person who gets the short piece has his wish come true.
Okay. And what are you, a general comprehensive term for the edible insides of pigs and cows and calves?
Let me see. The oldest and lowest is innards.
Okay.
There is a generic term, and it isn't the old British offal either. It isn't orts. Those are the words I've learned. Let me ask my mama.
Okay.
Cut that off. My mother says you call the whole works the entrails.
Okay, yep.
And, of course, you have the liver, the heart, the lungs are called lights, and the intestines are the chitlins. And then, instead of the stomach, there's a maw.
The intestines are the what?
The chitlins.
Okay.
It's considered vulgar to call them the guts.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't heard guts yet.